From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. This is the week we'll know if a drop in car and truck sales early this spring was a momentary pothole or a longer rocky road. Sales figures for May are due tomorrow. Meanwhile, the regulatory environment for auto companies is changing. President Trump has ordered a review of federal fuel efficiency standards, even as powerful pollution regulators in California hold the line. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Memorial Day weekend is a major car event for car dealers, all those crazy inflatable guys in big balloons. California is the largest market for cars in the U.S. At Honda of the Desert outside of Palm Springs, Kelly Baderos and her husband shopped for a car based on price and impact.
Being environmentally aware of, you know, the emissions and what you're doing there, I think that's more of a big deal in what people are also looking for now rather than just the gas mileage.
Baderos knows any car she buys in California is at the forefront of pollution control. Since the early 2000s, it's led the nation on car emissions, with 13 other states and Washington, D.C. signing on to its standards. Everyone assumed higher federal rules were coming, so adopting California's code seemed an easy way to comply. But one of President Trump's first executive orders mandated a review of national fuel economy standards, something auto manufacturers pushed to get.
The industry has opened a can of worms a little bit by pushing back on the process that was underway.
Dave Cook is a senior vehicles analyst with the Union of Concerned Scientists. He says big car companies may benefit. No need to fast track expensive fuel efficiency technology. But for the companies that supply auto parts?
What our members need is regulatory certainty.
Ann Wilson is senior vice president of government affairs for the Motor and Equipment Manufacturers Association.
We have to make sure that we are looking toward the future in a sure sight of what's to come.
Better fuel efficiency mostly lives in a few key auto parts, like tailpipes and drivetrain technology made by third-party suppliers. Right now, car makers sell different versions of the same vehicle, one that meets California standards and one that's cheaper to make that doesn't. The disparity between those two models could grow, says Dave Cook.
Maybe an expensive, highly efficient option might only be sold in California.
With California insisting it won't budge and no revision of federal rules completed for at least a year, there's no merging of fuel standards in sight. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.